I knew about the 19th, but I didn't know that Mahia had,
Oh, you know, like that. Then like, if you go back to the 40s and 50s, late 40s and 50s that I can remember, then the 19th was the 19th and the Negro Achievement Day was the only day that blacks could use the facilities at State Fair. So,
You're a kid.
Oh, no, that's a fact, you know.
Oh, believe it.
2 days out of the whole year, you know. So that was like a real big day. People dressed up on 19th like they were like going to church on Easter.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
go to Fair Park.
Great.
It was a great day, you know.
Yeah, and, not too great that it was the only one. What are the names of some neighborhoods in Dallas that are either black or brown, some minority, that are mainly low in economic and social status?
Oh, that was, let's take West Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Which we, back in the 50s, started calling the coast.
The coast?
Yeah, well, you associate West Dallas back, you know, like West Coast.
And
yeah.
Okay.
So,
I like that.
That's an elaborate name to get West Dallas in the project and infest it. And disease infested rats and roaches and all, you know, so this is how people psych themselves out.
Who all lives in West Dallas?
West Dallas is an area that predominantly, I guess it's might, at one time it was almost 50-50 black and brown, not 50-50 because then you had a population of whites that were in that area. You don't have that. It's a very population of whites very low in West Dallas right now. Most of your citizens that live out there now are either black or brown.
Uh-huh. Are there more browns?
Well, what has happened? I doubt if there are more browns in West Dallas than they are in, say, blacks in West Dallas. You have a situation now, say, in just west of downtown, which you could almost call North Dallas so far as we minorities talk about east, west, north, and south in a more limited term than, say, do whites. All right, let's take, for instance, East Dallas.
Okay.
I grew up in East Dallas. East Dallas, to me, was a pocket area contained perhaps by, encompassed by maybe 10 square blocks of the area of East Dallas that I lived in, which was called the String.
The what?
The String. Well, and it was the String because it only represented a minute portion of that so-called black East Dallas population, where it was the most populous part of the black community in East Dallas was divided by a railroad track and a bridge that you had to get over to the other side that we called the Sands. We called it the Sands because at that time there were very few paved streets down there. They had red sand in the streets. And it got called, the name hung on for the Sands. And it was most populous area in East Dallas because then the government projects was built down in that area. So then it had a high concentration of people in a small area. Well, the limited area that minorities associate, the limited area, is that they seldom ever think beyond those bound areas which have encompassed that ghetto in which they live in. For instance, when you talk to whites in Dallas, they usually consider all of the southern part of the county as being South Dallas. Well, then blacks, before we started moving into the south and southwest part of Oak Cliff, Oak Cliff was Oak Cliff, and it was a very distinctive thing. You didn't think about South Dallas because then you only considered South Dallas as being that part where the blacks live in South Dallas.
Yeah.
West Dallas has been perhaps